That theory occurred to me that most of the time, one's response reflect means your true character, not true nature. Your true or one's true character. Whereby spoken word may not reflect the actual meaning. This is a fact we should be mindful about. What is your comment on this? So it's a very good question. My advice, I won't call it comment, is if you can develop mindfulness of it as a cultivation, means it's good progress. Because if you are mindful, you are aware, then you will know whether you are sincere or not. Whether you are still following your old way, which is the conditioned mind. Because the conditioned mind is very habitual in his response. Habitual in the sense that you have been doing it so often, then you are acting according to your habits, which is a conditioning from your memory, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning. So this is how it manifests, even evil roots, even mental hindrances. They arise through heedless thinking, through habitual response. So heedlessness is conditioned by ignorance, delusion, especially self-delusion. When there is this self-delusion, there is this egoic mind that the form and mind will cling onto, grasp onto, and hold onto, believing that there is a personality, there is an ego, they exist. So this personality and the ego will develop the evil roots. They will tend to have selfishness, greediness, possessiveness. Then they want to own things. They want to possess things. Then when they cannot get what they want, they react negatively. Then sometimes they become emotional, angry, unhappy. And things don't go your way or their way. So these are the response from the mind. Then when they cannot understand or when they project their thought, they develop fear, worry, anxiety. So fear, worry, anxiety will lead to restlessness of mind. So these are all the mental hindrance. And they are basically the evil root of delusion. When you are deluded without the right understanding, you don't have the right Dhamma understanding. You will have doubt. You will have fear. You will arise anxiety. Then sometimes develop suffering, sorrow and lamentation and all those things. So these are the conditioned mind state, the habitual tendency that heedless people keep on creating. They do it so often throughout the day until it becomes habitual. That's why habitual means they respond like mechanically, automatically. Sometimes they use the word like it is spontaneously, they just become like that. Because that is what you are. So you cannot act out of it, it will just come out. But there is another aspect where the cunning mind, where the thought come in and take over. So when the thought coming and take over, if it's not born of wisdom, they cannot arise the right thought. So what they will do is, they will go and use the memory, their views and opinion to think over it. So when you think over it, means you are actually doing some calculation at the back, understand? How can you avoid the situation? How can you benefit from it? So all this motive behind is what meditation is all about. You cannot see your mental intention behind all this scheming, planning, how to cheat, how to take advantage, how to deceive people, means you lack mindfulness. You lack understanding. You are not able to train yourself. If you have the mindfulness, and the understanding of the essential Dhamma or what constitutes evil, and what are the mental hindrances and all those things, you will know how to develop the understanding and cultivate accordingly. Then you will know how to arise the appropriate forward effort to abandon the unwholesome thought, unwholesome speech or action that has already arisen. Then as you develop more and more skill, more and more understanding, stability of Dhamma understanding, as you straighten your view more and more through understanding the Dhamma deeper and deeper, especially the first and second turning wisdom. So this one will prepare your mind to have the initial wisdom. Then you will know how to act. Then you act according to understanding. That understanding, the spontaneous understanding, which is the initial wisdom, they will surface and prompt you. Like I used to explain, thing is just the way it is. Let things be. Then you won't move. You won't react. You won't blame. You don't create negativity or mind state. Then you can be at peace. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Condition like that, things will. So you have to stabilize this understanding, wisdom, so that you can be at peace with every moment of life experience and every situation that you encounter with whatever that unfold or happen to the world or whoever you meet or encounter. So this is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about, understanding is all about. Then you will not behave like normal people. Normal people, they are very cunning, deceitful. They always think of advantage. So they will calculate behind. Then when the mind take over without wisdom, they develop more and more delusion. Just like the selfishness, the cunningness, the deceitfulness all come up. Then they try to take advantage of people. So this is how you should cultivate. As a cultivator, be mindful of the subtle mental intention behind. Be mindful of how this evil root, sometimes you may think you got no more, you have no more, but they can come back to the back door. In the sense that another thought will tell you that, oh, you are okay already. You already understood what the Buddha teach you or what Brother Teo say. Let things be, ma. But there is another thought that will come back and tell you through the back door. Don't worry about other things. You already let things be. So now you act. But you don't have the cultivation of the right view leading to right thought following Noble Eightfold Path. So you don't have the wisdom to act. You have knowledge which you heard. So you can quote me correctly. Brother Teo say, let things be, well, why you so kipo? You already gone already. You're through the back door, he come back and tell you something else. So let things be doesn't mean you don't act. Let things be means you accept whatever that arise, because during that moment, that is the reality. Condition like that, things will like that. Then I will be at peace first with whatever situation. So when I am at peace, there is clarity. There is awareness. There is understanding. Then I inquire, how can I act so that I can resolve all this amicably without hurting anybody? How can I apply what I have learned, especially the Noble Eightfold Path? To right view, I have to arise the right understanding to deal with the situation. Then I have to arise the appropriate right thought so that I can speak in a very appropriate manner so that I can have gentle, pleasant, and good appropriate speeches that can bring about harmony, understanding, that can make people feel good. Then resolve it amicably. Then you also will know how to act. Because right view will lead to right thought and right action and also right speech. So these are the natural consequence of Noble Eightfold Path. From right view, it conditions right thought, right speech, right action. to your understanding. That's like acting according to wisdom is very important. When you have wisdom, means you have right view. You will not go wrong. So when you act according to memory, which is not based on understanding or wisdom, then that action is problematic. You're acting according to memory. You have the understanding. You are mindful. You realize it's not true action. You know what is memory? I already explained earlier on. Memory are accumulation of experiences, good and bad, based on our views, opinion, conditioning, that has all the negativity of mind state, the negative tendency, especially your scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your unhappy past and all those things. So these are your memory, even your selfishness, what you have experienced in life. You have seen how people cheat you and how at times you yourself also cheat and deceive people. So all this is memory. So this, all this has evil root behind. So when you act according to your fear, your insecurity, your unhappiness, your delusion, that is not true action. That is wrong thought, wrong action, leading to all the suffering. That this is selfishness, emotional negativity, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So the way you act is very important. You based on what? What is your basis for action, speech, and thought process? Without wisdom, the initial wisdom, especially the first and second turning wisdom, you can't act. You will act based on habits, habitual tendency, conditioning, views, and opinion. That's why your mind keep on stirring, reacting. Then you keep on creating reality. Negativity of mind state. This is how entanglement comes about. This is how suffering comes to be. Okay, with that, I hope I have answered your question, Joyce.